Darian faced forward and tried to concentrate on the distant hope of a bath, of a good night's sleep, of a decent meal, and of not being bitten every minute of the day. A breeze blew across his face with a slight coolness that raised his spirits. Did he detect a hint of sea air? He was about to ask Blue, since the Andari's senses were sharper, when he saw a dark shadow in the air ahead.
More flies,
said Blue.
Flies?
Asked Darian in disbelief. He stared at the approaching black cloud. It was far denser than any swarm of mosquitoes they had seen, in appearance like a solid liquid mass. It seemed impossible.
Surely not, said Darian.
Then what is it?
Asked Blue.
A storm cloud hovering 5 feet above the river? It's flies, I tell you. Listen.
Darian heard a growing hum. He called out to the captain.
Captain!
Captain Quesh strode to the bow and gaped at the cloud.
Allah Abdallah, protect us!
He alerted the crew.
Kuhlilo!
Blue pointed to a river channel branching off to the left.
We better take that for now. We can double back if need be against the current.
The captain hesitated, disbelieving his eyes.
Maybe they will move aside.
A couple of minutes later, they still had not, and the cloud was only 50 yards from the ship.
Flies. Definitely flies,
said Blue. He swatted the rail and held open his palm. It was a razor fly, the size of a bumblebee.
Gods,
said Darian, staring wide-eyed at the monstrosity. The captain shouted an order, and the helmsman veered left just as the ship pierced the edge of the cloud. The crew screamed and cursed as enormous flies swarmed upon them and attacked with bites as painful as bee stings. But as the ship receded down the branch, the flies did not pursue. Quesh ordered the crew to lower the sail and throw down anchor, waiting for the cloud of flies to pass. But the flies simply hovered, blocking the entrance back to the main course. They waited. An hour later, the cloud still hovered in the same place.
That's odd,
said Darian.